Time to Jay Powers joins us, part of our Fox News All-Star team. Talk about the Oscar nominations. There's always the easy, quick story with this, right, Tanya? It's like we go to who's on the list and then who got snubbed. That's sort of the way we cover these things. I, for one, I'm thrilled that Black Panther became the first superhero movie nominated for Best Picture. And I will just ask, what took so long?
That's kind of what I want to know. I think The Dark Knight, after it got snubbed, years and years ago, that's when they expanded the field to more nominees. But that didn't change the fact that, since then there hasn't been one nominated until now. Black Panther also not only makes history for that and puts, Marvel in a little different category now. It also, if you look at the box office totals for all of the Best Picture nominees, far and away, way, way, way more box office money than any of the rest of them. I mean, it's 700 million more tickets in North America sold last year than any other movie. The next big one on the list, A Star Is Born, at 204. So that gives you the idea of just how much of a runaway hit it was.
And I'm not sure that box office should be the only indicator of whether a movie's Oscar-worthy or not. But but certainly the way everybody went gaga over A Star Is Born, clearly a lot more people went to see The Black Panther. And like I said, $1.3 billion worldwide, which is crazy. I also love the fact, now personally, from a comic book fan point of view, I don't even think that was the best movie with Black Panther in it last year. I liked The Avengers Infinity War.
Were you an Infinity War fan?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, I love all these movies. They're popular. They're well done. They're well made. But I love the fact that as a cultural movement, the Black Panther really turned Hollywood on its head, with the all-black cast, proving once and for all some of these really decade-old stereotypes in Hollywood just aren't true about what the American people want to consume and what the world wants to consume. So I think it's great that it's on the list. It probably won't win. I don't think they're going to go that far. But it's certainly getting a lot of love, and I think that's a good thing. Now, who are the major snubs? Who are the I've always think it's strange when you have a Best Picture nomination and you have a Best Actor nomination, but the guy who directed the film isn't nominated.
Yeah, and it just happens to be the same guy. You were probably talking about the same person, Bradley Cooper,
yes.
For A Star Is Born, did not make it into the directing nominations, but did for actor. And like you said, the Best Picture, A Star Is Born, got a nomination for that. It also got one for in the music category. I mean, there were several of them. But yeah, that's one of the so-called snubs. Another one people are talking about is Claire Foy, who was not nominated for actress for First Man. There was a lot of folks who thought she should be. Also, Margot Robbie for Mary Queen of Scots, Emily Blunt, either for A Quiet Place or Mary Poppins Returns, take your pick. They did not get him. Timothée Chalamet was not nominated for Beautiful Boy. Neither was Brian Tyree Henry, who was amazing in If Beale Street Could Talk. And by the way, that's if you haven't seen that movie, it is absolutely gorgeous. Barry Jenkins is just really good at what he does.
All right. So pretty much, the few snubs, there always are. I mean, there's only so many categories, only so many votes. You're going to have this stuff that happens. Were there any big surprises as far as the actual nominees beyond the Black Panther movie?
I would say probably the amount of nominations that Roma got. I mean, we knew it was going to be big because if you watched the Golden Globes and saw that, it won some things there, and people were like, oh, okay, that's a Netflix movie. So that means it was not, it did not get a giant push in theaters for weeks and weeks. It's taken a different path, which was kind of a surprise that it got 10 nominations and tied with The Favorite for the most nominations, in the respect that there are some Oscar voters had kind of been, I don't know, it's a Netflix movie. It's not taking the traditional cinema path, so to speak. This kind of blew that completely out of the water because, like I said, Roma got 10 nominations. It'll be interesting to see how many of that it takes home, but it's already done pretty well at the Golden Globes. So.
Okay. All right, so you've got literally, how many people? You have any idea how many people actually vote?
I don't. I would love to know, but I'm not really sure. I don't have that information in front of me.
All right. I'll tell you who I'm openly rooting for. I'm openly rooting for the Black Panther and anything attached to that because of the snobbery of Hollywood. And I'm voting for, I cannot believe in my lifetime, this is Sam Elliott's first ever Oscar nomination. That guy needs to win.
Yeah, it is. And I was kind of surprised to see that too. That seems like a no-brainer. He should have before now. But yeah, it would be nice to see him win. I'm gonna call something. I think it's like the little movie that could almost is Green Book.
Yeah.
I think it may surprise us for Best Picture because it's already won the Directors Guild and a Golden Globe. for that. It's a great movie, but that may be one of the ones that surprises us and kind of upends things on Best Picture.
All right, when do the Academy Awards take place?
February the 24th on ABC, and should be interesting. It does not have a host as of now, so who knows?
Maybe they just go without one. I don't know if anybody even noticed.
Well, you know, I mean, I I'd be happy to extend the information to them that there's a fantastic, you know, voiceover guy in Decatur, Illinois, who would probably just
talk about the winners. Listen, if you get the gig, I'll watch every day. Tanya J. Powers, have a great day. We appreciate it. Part of our Fox News All-Star team.